Complete and utter shock. I just come off a training session with my team here in India, and the team kind of gathered in just to, just say, good training session, guys, whatever. And then the coach kind of all of a sudden says, and it's been officially announced, David Hart's been named goalkeeper of the year. So it was lovely celebrations with the team and the teammates, of course, but utter disbelief, really.
Yeah, so you just couldn't get your head around it at all.
Not at all. Like, to be nominated, first of all, was just something that, yeah, I was so incredibly happy with and proud about. First Irish player to be like that, to be nominated. We had another player as well, Shane O'Donoghue, a young fella nominated for Rising Star of the Year, but unfortunately missed out to a young German player. So for anything that we can do really to put Irish hockey on the map in this big year for us leading up to Rio, the better. But then to obviously find out that I had won is still, yeah, some incredible feeling.
Because there was some stiff competition for the award, so to win ahead of those guys is just incredible.
Well, yeah, that's it. As you said, being nominated next to the Dutch goalkeeper, Jaap Stokman. He won it last year and is widely regarded, of course, as one of the top keepers in the world, along with the German goalkeeper, along with the Australian keeper, and then along with the Canadian keeper, who had a very impressive year as well to help Canada to the Olympics. So to be in that kind of crowd and nominated with those lads was really just something that, as I said to you earlier, that I was just so happy with as well at the beginning.
I suppose the war capping off just an incredible 2015. I mean, like, that Olympic qualification is the stuff I suppose you dreamed of as a kid.
Essentially, as a child growing up playing hockey, there wasn't really ever so much of an Olympic dream. Just purely the fact there hadn't been an Irish team obviously involved since 1908 in the hockey, so it wasn't something like that you were growing up. So hopefully now the younger generations will be able to see that. Yeah, geez, I dream of going to the Olympics like the Irish team will be going this year. But of course, yeah, it's a dream come true and a pinnacle in any player's career to have an opportunity to compete in the Olympic Games.
Have you had much time to think about it and get excited about it yet?
To be honest, when we find back out in October, we were waiting for about 4 months to find out if we were qualified or not. Just for that week after was just fantastic, walking on air, feeling kind of being like, geez, yeah, we're finally guaranteed, can't be taken away. There's no ifs or buts or maybes. It's definitely that Ireland are going to the Olympics. So enjoy that first week. But then after that, it's just now purely down to planning ahead with the group and the squad. And while I'm over here in India, the team's already had a over 2 week high intensity warm weather training camp in South Africa with plenty of test matches. So we're already full on training mode heading towards August in Rio.
Yeah, massively exciting stuff. I mean, I can imagine your family are quite proud and really excited for you as well.
Well, yeah, of course, it's always the case. Like, wouldn't have been able to start the sport without the support and backing of the family. Your parents driving you everywhere, buying the equipment you need. And as you mentioned, having the family and close friends through the highs and lows of everything that went on, right from junior age up until the senior level now. And without them, of course, a lot of it isn't possible. So to be able to share the moment with them, and as you mentioned, I think a proud feeling as well. So yeah, I think it was just brilliant for all the hockey community in Ireland as well, of course, along with family and friends.
I mean, like, what's the goal for the Irish team heading over to the Olympics?
Good question. It's quite a broad one, obviously, you'd have to say. While of course we like to set our goals kind of quite high in bold bids, like we also mentioned in 2015 at the European Championships in London. We said, to try and go and do something big there, which we managed to do, get into the semi-final first of all, to what was history in itself, but then to go on to beat England in London in front of a packed house there to claim a bronze medal was also creating history. And suppose looking back in it, that we kind of always in the back of our minds wanted to go and do something special like that. So I wouldn't say it'd be too different to the Olympics. Of course, getting there is first of all the main goal that we had, and now I'd say the second goal is, the way there's two pools of six, is essentially just getting a quarter final spot, so having to finish in the top four of your group and then see what happens from there.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Tell us, you're in India at the moment. Take us back and tell us how you arrived there in the first place.
Good question. I think I remember chatting to the Cork's Red FM about 2 years ago when I was first brought over here to play in Mumbai and as the first Irish player. It's kind of like, if for those people who are aware of the cricket, like the IPL, it's like a professional kind of league. Runs for about 6 weeks and you get bought in an auction by different franchises who compete against each other, and based in six different cities around the country, and you travel home and away games throughout for those 6 weeks, and then eventually culminating in a top four clash of a playoff position almost. And I was last year I went back again with my twin brother Connor. We both played in the same team here in Mumbai. And after last year, the new system was setting up again, where new contracts were being formed and new franchises. And I was offered to be retained by my franchise here in Mumbai, Dabang Mumbai. And with open arms, I said, absolutely. It's not only the best city, but really enjoyed my time here. And so this is my third season over here now.
And you're now the league's most expensive goalkeeper.
That's correct, yeah. I only found out obviously coming over because certain goalkeepers were also retained by their franchises as well, and some were picked up in the auction. Was aware of the prices and costs in there. But yeah, it's a strange one. Come a long way. When I came over in my first year, was the cheapest foreign player in the whole league. And now to be have the title as the most expensive goalkeeper is a fantastic feeling.
Now, you're obviously quite used to living in India, but I imagine it was quite a culture shock at the start.
Definitely. The first year or so, just everything getting used to how it all functions over here with so many people, you know, with the different class levels that there is here, which is clearly evident to see in Mumbai, where you have the millionaires and, of course, then the less well-off. And it's just really how everything works, the sounds, the smells, the feels, everything. And the lucky kind of opportunity that I have to travel to see not only just one city, but six different cities in this fantastic country. It's really not only an amazing hockey experience, but also just an unbelievable life experience.
Mm. And you're there now until the middle of February, is it?
Yeah, I'll be back around the 20th of February or so. I'll go straight back to my club in Holland.
Yeah, so it's a busy time frame. And like, do you get much time to rest and relax, or is it all just hockey, hockey, hockey?
It's quite a lot of hockey, hockey, hockey. We, as I mentioned, so there's six different franchises, so there's an awful lot of travelling to away matches as well, and you might be on the road for potentially 7-8 days, and at the end of your trip of the 6 weeks, you might have endured 12 to 14 internal flights, a couple of 7 or 8 hour bus journeys, and the rest to go along with it, of course. But you know, at the end of the day, it's something that you just have to do, but also it's quite enjoyable at times if you open your eyes up and see what the country has to offer. It's really just as I mentioned, an amazing life experience.
Now, as you mentioned, the Irish team are having their warm weather training camp. What's the schedule for the Irish team for the rest of the year in the build up to the Olympics?
The build-up to the Olympics, like any teams that have players spread out across Europe, there's a good couple of us who are away playing on the continent, and the likes of Belgium, Germany, Holland, even guys across the water in England as well. So it's tough enough to try and get us back together, kind of, you know, regularly, to be in touch with each other, training a lot. But the idea would be if we were to get the funding that we require, which I think the Sports Council is going to release over the next number of days, as far as I'm aware, that we can train kind of part-time together. So we all play our matches, whether it's in Ireland or in Europe, at the weekend, and then on a Sunday evening we're together, hopefully in Dublin, and maybe go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday together part-time, and then go back to your individual clubs. And then once the club season would be finished in around May time, that goes from Ireland again and on the continent, we'll be hopefully going full-time together, training, really just kind of getting ready for Rio in August.
Yeah, and by the time the Olympics does come around in August, it'll be the 10th anniversary of your Ireland debut as well.
Yeah, that's very correct. You're spot on there. Was fortunate enough back in 2006 in August to make my first cap with the Irish team as a young fella. I think I was 18 at the time. Made it with my twin brother, and it was an amazing weekend in the fact that my sister Emer also made her debut for the Irish women's team in the Celtic Cup tournament in France as well. So it's certainly a nice kind of marker to remember, and then, as you said, the 10-year anniversary, hopefully it'll be one to save and remember, all things going to plan over in Rio.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Well, Dave, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much indeed, and no doubt we'll be chatting in the build-up to the Olympics.
Yeah, not about it, Rory. Thanks for taking the time out to chat to me.